Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us here. All you gotta do, dial in 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything you want to discuss. You can also join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We have a variety of features waiting for you there. You can enjoy those on us, unlike a lot of other talk show websites where they want to charge you monthly to use their sites. Ours is free, so please go to freetalklive.com. Nobody was here a few moments ago. I don't know if he got lost outside when he was smoking a cigarette or whatever. But Chris, you and I were two of the folks that went out to watch Nobody's Sentencing yesterday morning. Was it yesterday morning? 2 days ago.
It was yesterday. Was it Friday?
No, it was Thursday.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
So we went yesterday morning to the federal court church in Concord, New Hampshire, and watched the first sentencing in the Crypto 6 case. For listeners that don't know, our studio was raided at 6 in the morning on March 16th, I think it was, 2021. And, you know, cold in New Hampshire at that time. 10 degrees outside, I think, is what it was. No-knock raid.
I still think it was colder than that. Way colder.
Okay. Well, no-knock raid. And, you know, they smashed in windows of the studio here. They smashed in the side window by the front door. They flew in drones. They had upwards of 50 armed agents that were surrounding the house. Flashbang was
56
used.
56 agents. It was in one of their documents. Wow. FBI. That was just FBI agents. Not even other law enforcement that was surrounding the house as well.
Flashbang was used, a smoke grenade, at least one, probably more than one. And then some video came out just recently, within the last several weeks, which was posted to the Freekeen channel on Odyssey. You can go to video.freekeen.com. You can see that there. Is that up on the Crypto 6
website? It is. It's on the Crypto 6 website now,
okay,
too.
Good to know. TheCrypto6.com. You can see some video from the night of that you recorded, Chris, because you showed up
while
it was happening.
There's actually three videos there now. One of them is the interviews that you guys did. And then the video I had of morning of, and then the security cam footage.
Cool. So check that out at thecrypto6.com. That'll get you up to date on what's been going on with the situation. Back in April, they threatened the Crypto 6. Six people were arrested, not all in the same location. They did simultaneous raids on multiple different homes at that time and arrested six people. I was one of them, our co-host Nobody, and four other friends of ours. They charged us all with a bunch of felonies with relation to, you know, completely nonviolent, completely victimless, so-called financial crimes related to Bitcoin. And so that's sort of where this all started. And again, it was more than a year ago. I was in jail for a couple months. Nobody was in jail for 6 months before we finally let him out on bail. And then in April of this year, they threatened everybody in the case with more charges. So even more felony charges were going to be brought unless people started taking plea deals. And so three people decided to go ahead and take a plea and become federal felons for life on completely victimless charges.
It's really amazing the amount of coercion, and yet at the same time, in order to take a plea deal, you have to say that you were not coerced. It's unbelievable the stuff they basically are telling you. You have to lie in order to take a plea deal.
Yeah, and of course you have to pretend like the lie is the truth, otherwise they won't take the plea offer. So, you know, some people decided that they didn't want to deal with this anymore, and I never blame anybody for taking the plea. I've long advocated against it personally, but, you know, people got to do what's right for them in the moment or what they feel is most right for them. and nobody is now joining us. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought it was 6:30 when I went to the store, and I think I went through the Bermuda Triangle or something. Time just disappeared.
Well, good to have you here. We were just kind of recapping the whole Crypto 6 situation and talking about a couple, Andy and Renee and yourself, who decided to take the plea rather than face even more charges and God knows how much longer and all of the stress of having all that hanging over you. You had already spent 6 months behind bars, and so the idea that they were pitching to you was, hey, you take this plea and you probably will get time served, basically. And, of course, the downside is you're now a federal felon for life, which you were just a state-level felon previously for selling cannabis. State felonies can be nullified or annulled, but not federal ones.
Well, federal felonies can be seceded from.
This is true. This is true.
Right. That's good.
That
That's
is
good.
The only way out.
Yes.
Yeah, check out nhexit.us for more information on that one.
Yes.
Very, very important. Very important.
So this was the week. So again, you made that decision back in April, and so they dropped it down to just one charge of quote unquote wire fraud, which you referred to later as contempt of bank, because there wasn't actually a victim of this wire fraud. They're claiming the banks are the victims.
Which even during one of the hearings, the prosecutor admitted that there was no financial loss to the so-called victim.
I think it was the probation officer in the sentencing report or at least he's one of the people.
The prosecutor motion to...
Yeah, didn't Sisti ask her at one point and she had to admit it?
Yes, she did. That was the motion to change the plea. It was the motion to change the plea hearing. For you that
oh then it wasn't Sisti. I don't know who
where
asked that
where is when it happened.
I think the judge asked. Wasn't it the judge that asked? See, that's the damn problem with these federal court hearings is we can't go back and let's check the video because they don't let anybody record video. Their
cameras.
Wouldn't it
be nice if you could have a speedy and public trial?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Somebody wrote that in the Constitution thinking it might actually happen, but surprise.
I actually did some research on the court rule because it's just a court rule that says
no video, right, yep.
No recording.
And there have been, at certain points, federal trials that have been filmed. It's just they don't allow it currently.
Right.
And
so
I think
they got
it was
rid of it
trialed, sort of, is how they phrased it.
What happened...
Well, they don't want it done in cases that are going to make them look bad, also.
Which is a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. What they did was, I think it goes back to 1946, and what happened was there were some filming of some trials, and some of the defendants used that as an appeal. And they said, well, because there were cameras in the courtroom, it changed how the witnesses behaved, and so therefore I, you know, need to get another trial or have my conviction overturned because, and I don't remember all the details, but that was essentially what they were saying, was that somehow having it public prejudiced the whole situation against the defendant. And so that's the excuse that they used. They actually had the balls to say that we're prohibiting recording devices to protect the defendants.
You know, if that was the truth, right?
The solution to that then is to say, well, if you people want to film this thing, you need to sign a waiver that says you will not appeal
grounds. Yeah, which I'd be more than happy to do.
And here's the thing: what happens if you guys wanted to film, right? Like
no go.
Personally, personally wanted to film your own trial.
Can't be done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did talk to my attorney about this, and he didn't seem like he wanted to do anything. Didn't think anything could be done about it, because this is an issue that, basically the Supreme Court sets. So I don't know if there is any easy way to challenge that in any way, shape, or form. It's just one of those things that it's been almost, not quite 100 years, 80 years almost that this rule has been in effect. You cannot even take a picture. Do video. You can't do audio.
What I would imagine would happen is you'd have to put some sort of motion in, and then you would have to appeal the motion because they're going to rule against you because it's the Supreme Court, and you'd have to get it all the way back up to the Supreme Court and hope that they take it. And then there's like less than 1% chance that they would actually take it on appeal. And then they would have to also change, override their prior ruling. And that's possible.
And odds are it wouldn't happen before the trial.
The odds are it wouldn't happen. Which is why it's so difficult to change things once they're set in stone like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
not that it's impossible, but for somebody to have a trial, be going through all of this, you know, garbage. And then also,
you know, and this is interesting, is you guys are activists. Like, if anybody's going to try that, it's going to be somebody like you. But how often do you get an activist, you know, taking something to trial?
Very rarely.
Yeah, so if it's not now, it's never going to happen.
We got more coming up here, and we haven't really even gotten into what happened at the hearing this week for nobody's sentencing. But basically, his case is pretty much closed. There's still a couple years of probation to deal with, but he can use crypto again, which is great news for him. There's more.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the FBI. It's just, their public relations need some help. They need to stop going after victimless people, but they don't. They've got a real thing for going after people's money and their property, and we're going to get into a story about them raiding a company that offered essentially private safe deposit boxes, or at least what were supposed to be private. Now the federal government has their hands all over it. That happened last year. There's an update in that story. We'll share that with you on the way here. Of course, the FBI was primarily the agency involved in raiding the Crypto 6, which was you and I, nobody, and four of our closest friends. Three of the Crypto 6 have taken plea deals. A fourth was dropped from the case, and she got, I think she had to pay some large amount of money in order to get them to leave her alone. But that's my understanding of hearing through the rumor mill what happened with her. And the theory is that they didn't want to call a 60-plus-year-old woman in a case where they're going to be claiming that the defendants were taking advantage of elderly people. But who knows what their real reason was for dropping those charges. But so they dropped the charges on one of the six. Three of the six took a guilty plea on one count of so-called wire fraud.
I believe the rumor is partially correct and partially false in that that was their proposed plea agreement, and that did not actually happen. So
she didn't have to pay?
I believe that's correct.
Oh, that's great news. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, they literally just dropped the case without her accepting it.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm really glad to hear that. But they're going to make you pay, nobody. They stole a bunch of stuff when they raided our houses in March of 2021, including a lot of gold and silver, including gold backs. From your house. They took all the stuff like that from this side of the house, and we're in a duplex, and they took it from your side as well. And part of the plea arrangement was that you will have to forfeit those items, along with, what was it, $10,000 worth of cryptocurrency or something?
Yeah. So basically, my net worth yesterday was $15,000, and now the federal government is going to steal 12 of it.
Yeah,
so,
you really have to wonder about these, you know, government goons, because, you know, they're going after somebody with 15 grand
investigation.
They're spending millions of dollars going after people with 15 grand. Is this really a good use of your tax dollars that they stole?
The thing is, it's not their money.
That's right.
They don't care. It's just like, you know, that's why it makes sense for, you know, Hunter Biden to take $100 million from the Ukrainians and his father to pump $100 billion back into the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 1,000-to-1 profit margin, but it doesn't matter to the Bidens, because they get to steal all they want from us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was blown away. Was it the sentencing hearing? I forget. I don't think it was the term indigent. That means like mentally handicapped or something like that. Or maybe it is. No. Maybe it is a term.
Poor.
But they were asking.
Actually,
ironic
because that's actually my papal name is Pope Indigent.
Well, but that's the funny thing. It's like the judge was literally asking about like, are you indigent? And it's like, well, hold on, wait a minute.
Not yet.
If that's the case, right? And it's assumed effectively that, you know, you are, then that means effectively probably the government mostly goes after people who don't have the money in the, you know, by the time you get to this point in the trial, you don't have any money. So what's
sure,
the
they take it from
right?
you.
you're basically punished, you know, without having a conviction even.
That's right. Yeah. I've been on bail conditions that have been highly restrictive for the last 18 months.
Right. But it then begs the question of, well, what's the point of the trial? I mean, you've already destroyed somebody's life. You know, you've already made them indigent.
13 months.
Well,
it's a little long.
But you get the point that I'm making, right?
Well, like the old statement is, you can beat the rat, but you can't beat the ride. Meaning that whenever the cops want to, and it's true at the federal level as it is at the state level. It's just worse at the federal level in a lot of cases because they're just nastier and they know how to screw people even harder, and they have various different ways to do it. But even just on a typical police arrest, like if they catch you and release you. Well, you don't get the time back, right? Like,
right.
If they take you off the streets from a protest, trump up some BS charge, and then, you know, later just let you walk and drop the charges.
Which isn't even that unusual.
Yeah.
Sometimes if they really want to, you know, hurt you, they will actually make you go through the trial, right? As
sure.
opposed to dropping
even
you
though they're going
to
lose it or whatever.
Right. Right.
Like, there's no punishment to a prosecuting attorney for the state for losing a trial.
Right.
There's
I mean,
no...
It's, it's more than likely, and they do this all the time, they will arrest somebody who's protesting, force them to pay for a lawyer, which will probably cost, you know, $2,000-$4,000, and then they'll drop the case.
That's right. It's like...
Then
all the stress, all the time, right. All the money, it's gone, and you don't get it back. You don't get to sue them because all they have to say is, oh, well, we're just doing our jobs, and we were doing the best we could, and we had good intentions.
And the point in that situation is that's for a insignificant charge, usually.
Like a state charge.
Right, that's for like a disorderly conduct type of charge. Or, you know, even though you weren't disorderly, even though they can't prove it, which is why they drop it, you know, but then what happens when they really want to go after you? They just... You know, they drum up more charges, even if there's no basis for them.
My favorite arrest is I got arrested for being a felon in possession of a garden tool because I had
a
machete in my trunk. So they go through the whole trial, and
were you actually tried?
I mean, not through the trial, but we go up to the day of trial.
Yeah,
and they're insisting they're going to push this thing. They're going to push this thing. Day of trial, they drop it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's been
then that's not the end of the story. Then they come back, they get an indictment on the same damn charge, arrest
Double
me
Jeopardy.
As I'm going into the, well, no, because Jeopardy doesn't attach until the first witness starts giving testimony.
Oh, my God.
I was just about to say that.
So then they arrest me on a Friday as I'm going into court, actually, to change my name to Nobody, drag me back to Manchester.
Did you
hold me in jail for 2 days?
Was that twice they held you in jail?
I'm going to tell the story here. Don't worry. Hold me in jail for 2 days. Get an indictment, so I get back with my lawyer and do all this thing. And when it gets to the day of trial, they drop it again because these scumbags know they don't have a leg to stand on. They never did.
So that was twice that you ended up in a cage.
Two false arrests.
Wow.
And no compensation.
The people who did that should be in prison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not, they didn't even get fined. Probably didn't get a smack on the hand.
No, they'll never get anything for it.
No, that's their...
And that's why eventually the people are going to rise up in this country and there's going to be guillotines and I will personally enjoy the show.
Well, that's not to say that those people don't, deserve some sort of bad karma. Like I said, I don't think violence is the solution, but that you're right, Nobody. If people are pushed far enough, that's what's going to happen.
Violence may not be the solution, but I'm going to offer them just as much protection as they've offered me all my life.
Yeah, I certainly would not lift a finger to assist any of those people.
My eyes won't be getting wet when they,
The number is 603-283-6160, because the fact is, humans are animals, and, if you push them far enough, you corner enough of them, some are going to lash out. And the number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, we got more on the plea situation with the Crypto 6, with Nobody being the first, and that happened just yesterday morning.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment remains low, with inflation being a top concern for consumers. That's according to a report from the University of Michigan. Although the final reading for July edged up slightly from its all-time low in June, it's still the second lowest reading on record. This as the Fed is hiking interest rates and we're technically now in a recession. Kentucky's governor says the death toll from flooding is now up to 16. Hindman Mayor Tracy Neese describes the damage.
I've lived here for 56 years, and this is the largest water I've ever seen in the city of Hindman.
Governor Beshear saying he believes more people have died in the storm as well. Homes were washed away, and floodwaters also took out roads and bridges. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule Friday. This is USA Radio News. Senate Democrats announced plans to move forward with a bill aimed at fighting climate change and inflation. The bill would invest more than $400 billion into the economy over 10 years and, according to Democrats, be paid for by rich corporations. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells Fox and Friends First that the bill would only cause more damage to the U.S. economy.
If you talk to employers right now, they're looking for workers. They're looking for anybody that will even do on-the-job training when it comes to truck drivers or certainly light manufacturing, whatever it might be. I mean, it just doesn't match up.
A trial putting Elon Musk against Twitter will begin on October 17th. That's according to a judge ruling the trial will take place in a Delaware Chancery court. It's set to end later that week. The trial comes after Twitter sued Musk in an attempt to make him follow through on his bid to buy the company. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian Nobody. Chris, we are talking about the federal government gang and their attacks on peaceful people. We'll get into the FBI raiding the safe deposit box company out in California last year. What is the FBI trying to hide about that raid, according to Reason Magazine? We got that story on the way here. But first, we're talking about the raid on our studio that happened last year, the Crypto 6 case. You can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about what transpired, but to catch you up to date, it was yesterday morning when Nobody, our co-host here, took the very first plea deal in that particular case. Three are going to plea. One of those three did, so there's two more pleas to come. That'll be late August at this time. They had to reschedule theirs due to personal circumstances, so that'll be toward the end of August when Renee and Andy are expected also to take a plea to so-called wire fraud. And normally, if you were to look at the wire fraud charge... Now, Nobody, you had to agree that you were guilty of this in order for them to accept your plea. And, you know, it was an interesting hearing. And again, there's no video because it's federal court. I wish there was because it would be really educational and people could learn stuff from watching these trials. But the judge basically put you on the spot and had you confirm that you really are guilty of the so-called wire fraud charge.
And you weren't being coerced.
And that, yeah, that you weren't under threat.
That was the humorous part at the motion to change, you know, the plea deal. That was the humorous part.
Yeah, I think
and
I
your
said
response
something about that.
Your
too.
Response
well, yeah, I am
was
under threat.
Hilarious because you could not say that you weren't being coerced. So you had to say something like, well, you know, outside of what you mean or something, you know, by coercion, because the government doesn't consider it
the threat of prosecution.
Right. Right.
And you did say that.
Right.
Yeah. and he didn't cancel the plea deal hearing after that.
The judge did, like, you could see the expression on his face. He was thinking about that for a moment, and he was like, yeah, okay, I know exactly what he means. And because it wasn't just a simple no to the answer to the question, right? So, and he fully understood, because he had to think about it for just a moment. Mm-hmm. But he's like, oh, who am I talking to? I'm talking to a guy who sees everything different. He's an activist, right? Like,
yeah.
So, yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, and, you know, that's, I mean, humor and learning are, I think, wired to the same circuits. I've been known to say, and I think it's close to true, that laughter is your reward for the recognition of error.
Yeah.
And so if you can give somebody that little pause to say, what does he mean? Oh yeah, I see what he means.
Yeah. It's there's been so many great, you know, entertaining aspects to the hearings, right? I can only imagine what the trial is going to be like. But
oh,
just
you should
the hearings.
Some of my earlier trials.
It's so unfortunate.
You can see those. They're online.
Yeah, the state ones. Courts. Yeah. It's so unfortunate that it isn't being filmed. We can't film it because the Fed, you know, won't let us.
Do we have the... I don't think we got the if you're happy and you know it trial.
If you're happy and you know it, rattle your chains. That
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
I can't believe we didn't get that. I mean, I think we got that.
Maybe,
it's got to be out
we
there.
We did. I'll have to look online.
There's definitely
and see if it's up
video
there.
in the state liquor store of that.
The thing is, that wasn't liquor. That wasn't liquor.
No,
store. That
what, was what happened is I was before the judge. I'd been in jail for
wasn't
for
it Burke and Keene?
Yeah, it was Burke. And he said, well, I'm going to set your bond at $2,000. What do you think of that? And I said, if you're happy and you know it, rattle your chains.
And then he did.
And started rattling my shackles. And he said, I'm going to make it $5,000.
So when you look at the charge of so-called wire fraud, you can search for elements of wire fraud, right? Because in every criminal charge, there's always certain things they have to prove. Right. If you were to go to trial. Now, they don't have to prove anything if you take a plea. But if they were to go to trial, they have to prove certain things. And one of the number one thing they have to prove is the defendant voluntarily and intentionally devised or participated in a scheme to defraud another out of money. Now, there are some court decisions that have said that property also is included, right? So, you know, obviously, if you're trying to defraud somebody out
you
of their car.
You would think that it would say that if that's what they were meant?
It doesn't. But there's court you know, there's court cases.
Yeah, they like to redefine words.
The thing is, it doesn't really mean defraud in the common sense, because you don't have normally in order to prove a fraud case, an ordinary fraud case, you have to prove that this person was deprived of some property that they should have had.
That's not true, because you can also get charged with this if you simply attempted it. So they don't have,
isn't that a different charge?
Or that was the intention.
Right.
But the thing about wire fraud is anything you say to a bank that is inaccurate constitutes fraud.
That's what they're saying.
Even if they're not defrauded.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I think they're doing even more than that. They're saying even if you tell the truth, you're still committing fraud.
They're not making that accusation.
I think they're alluding
to it. What they're saying is, and they haven't come right out and said this, but based on my research into wire fraud cases, they're saying that even if you don't tell the whole truth, they consider it fraud. So if they ask you, what's this wire transfer for, sir? And you don't tell them exactly what it is for.
When they ask me and I say it's for business, that's fraud?
They could charge you with that.
That's insane.
I think so.
That's insane.
I don't think that... I don't... I don't I think they would have a very hard time prosecuting that particular.
Well, that's the thing. We think they're going to have a hard time prosecuting this as well, because the wire fraud allegations in this case are about that ridiculous. Like, they're about that level of absurd. And so, you know, another question that we haven't really found out yet, but it's likely that there's never been a case like this before, where, like, normally wire fraud's brought when somebody tries to defraud some person out of their bank account or some other kind of money or property or whatever.
They keep alluding to, you know, these victims that aren't even, you know, they're effectively saying the banks are the victims, but then they allude to these other victims that have nothing to do with the Crypto Six. That's the other thing.
You're talking about people that got ripped off by online scammers and then ultimately bought some Bitcoin.
Right, but it has nothing to do with the Crypto Six.
That's correct.
It's some other party.
They're trying to tar us with that.
It's like saying because somebody, a scammer used the bank, right, the bank is somehow
manager should be charged.
Right.
Or another example of this would be a lot of times the online scammers, they won't have their victims buy Bitcoin. But that happens a lot. But they'll have the victim go down to CVS or Target or Walmart and buy prepaid gift cards, which you can get usually a $500 to $1,000 limit or something like that. And they walk through a checkout lane, which I tested this, by the way, at CVS. You can go to the automated checkout and put one of those gift cards up there, and all that it does is it flashes up a message on the screen saying, you're not being a victim of a scam, are you? Press yes to continue.
And the crazy thing about that is the vending machines all had, you know, big signs up. I literally have pictures of them, you know, warning users that you may be, you know, a victim of fraud. I don't remember exact words, but it's basically something akin to that. So I think those machines had that before the CVS's had the signs up. Because I remember going to a CVS and they didn't, or maybe it was a different store, but not all of the stores that sell the, like, Visa prepaid type cards are
even ask you the question.
Yeah, they don't even ask you that question or have any signs.
But they're not charging the Target manager who sold this one guy that I know of, one of the victims of these online scammers, bought like $16,000 worth of gift cards at Target.
How do you even do that?
You go on multiple trips, or you just buy a bunch of them, and they just don't know what to do about it. Because ultimately, even though they may be suspicious, it's like, well, okay, you're not being scammed, are you, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is for my online lover. Well, you know, there's such a thing as a romance scam, right? Have you heard of romance scam? Oh, yeah. No, this is for real. This is my wife, my online wife. and then it's like, sell me these cards, and you want to do what your customer wants you to do in that case.
Yeah, most of the time they'll mislead you anyway.
They will. Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris. We are talking sort of generally about the Crypto 6 case. We're not allowed to, well, you're not under these restrictions now, nobody, because you've completed your plea deal. The sentencing has happened as of yesterday morning, so you don't have the same pretrial restrictions that I do. I'm not allowed to discuss the case.
What does that mean exactly?
I presume, you know, it means I can't talk about the parts that aren't public, right? Like, okay. I can't talk about the discovery or, you know, that, sure, that kind of thing. But there's no reason why I can't comment on the indictment, for instance, which is completely public and,
yeah,
anybody can read that. But obviously, you still have to be careful in those, sure, those sorts of circumstances. So we're talking about the quote-unquote wire fraud charge that you did take a guilty plea to. And what they're doing here with this case, from the side of the feds that I can tell, is basically the regulatory agencies are saying, we want to regulate Bitcoin. And so FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and we're seeing it with SEC with the library case as well, which,
oh, yeah,
you attended last week, didn't you?
I did attend that.
We didn't talk about that at all.
Did we not talk about that?
I don't think we did. Well, let's get to that coming up here in a bit. In that case, that's a civil case. There's no criminal charges at this time. I think they can bring criminal charges.
So you were actually right, and I asked Jeremy about this, and he said that you said there's basically it's only a civil case, and it's only against library. He
is not personally
right, liable or charged either civilly or criminally. So, which is the opposite of what I thought. I thought both library and Jeremy were charged criminally.
No,
and not yet. I was thinking civilly for library as well, or something like that.
But no, it's just a civil case in the case of library. In our case, Ari and I are facing combined hundreds of years in prison if all of us were, you know, sentenced to the maximum. Which, to be fair, even if we were found guilty, we probably won't be giving maximum sentences. But that's how serious these things are. This one wire fraud charge that you just got sentenced on, nobody, has a maximum of 30 years in prison.
That's crazy.
And it's only 20 if it's not involving a financial institution. But if the quote-unquote wire fraud involves a financial institution, it instantly goes up to 30 years.
Well, which, I mean, the banks own the politicians, mm-hmm. so they get special protection.
Look,
it's interesting because you can rob a poor person to death, mm-hmm. but don't you dare rob somebody who's filthy rich.
Right, I'm going to ask the question. I sort of already know the answer to, but how do you commit wire fraud without a bank?
Any communication
over a telephone makes it wire fraud. It doesn't have to be a wire transfer.
Yeah, any interstate communication, phone, internet, email, you know, you name it, whatever goes across state lines.
Hey, maybe it's me that's mistaken, but I think most people understand wire fraud to mean like a wire transfer.
No, that's not correct at all.
Do you guys think that wire fraud means
some sort of... I don't think most people have ever even heard of these things.
Heard of wire fraud. Interesting.
It's not uncommon. Like Thanos, mm-hmm. the woman who did the blood company, she tried to be a cut-rate Steve Jobs. I don't know if you remember. Probably a psychopath. That's what they charge her with.
There's a lot of people that get charged with it, but I think just most people don't pay attention to criminal indictments or whatever. But wire fraud's sort of the newer version of mail fraud. You know, prior to you being able to talk on a phone, there were people that were scamming people over mail. And so they came up with mail fraud, and basically they have the same, very similar elements. It's just instead of the mail, it would be phone calls.
Sort of remote communications and involving fraud.
Correct. Yeah, you cannot be charged with wire fraud if you scam somebody face-to-face.
Right.
Because there's no electronic communication in that case.
Yeah, that's why. That was the key word why I said remote.
But what I think all this comes down to, whether it's the SEC or FinCEN, the FBI, of course, doing their bidding in this case, this is the regulatory agencies are basically claiming, well, we have the right to regulate Bitcoin, even though Congress hadn't done anything about that. So we're going to shoehorn cryptocurrency and Bitcoin into these decades-old laws that are on the books about money transmission or
securities. Are they considering that a reinterpretation? How are they phrasing it? Are they phrasing it as a reinterpretation?
No, they're just interpreting it in their favor. So that's what they're doing is they're interpreting the existing statutes to say, well, we can do this too.
They're not calling it a reinterpretation?
I don't think so. I mean, it is ultimately a reinterpretation.
Well, that's what I mean.
How they interpret the statutes.
Obviously, it didn't exist at the time.
So cryptocurrency didn't come out until 2009.
Yeah, these statutes were written in the 90s. It seems so weird that they're not.
Or earlier.
Yeah, I don't know if I've actually heard them say it's a reinterpretation either.
It doesn't matter if it's a reinterpretation or not. They are interpreting the statutes to say they can do these things.
So
what they do, Chris, is they bring charges against people, and they say, this is what we think is going to, you know, we think this is going to fly in front of a jury, and most people take a plea deal, so they never actually, these trials almost never go to actual trial.
In the case of
they get their way.
The FCC and internet service providers, they have literally said that they're reinterpreting the law that authorizes them to
maybe they would use that word here, I don't know.
And that's why I was kind of curious if they had used that word in this particular situation, if anybody had heard that.
No, I don't know, and I don't think that really matters ultimately.
It doesn't.
We had a deal. I have changed the deal. Pray I do not alter it further.
I think that's kind of what I'm trying to say. It's like what I'm trying to point out is that they're sort of changing the deal on you.
Yeah.
Well, it was never a deal because I never had an agreement with them in the first place. But they are just...
That's very libertarian of you.
There's a new thing that has been invented, and the bureaucrats say, this old law, we can make this fit. And then they just, start charging people with things and see what happens.
And the damn gall of the whole thing. We didn't build Bitcoin for them. We built it so that we could trade outside of their crippled, impoverishing market, so that we could have a way where we would actually have opportunities. Mm-hmm. Because all of the opportunities have been taken away in the outside market. It's not capitalism, because in capitalism, everybody's free to trade.
It's cronyism.
And in their system, only a few people get to trade, and the rest of us are their property.
The way you worded it at the sentencing hearing, I thought was perfect, actually. You explained that your ordinary individual is not allowed to invest without permission, effectively, and there's literally a requirement.
You have to have like $1 million.
You have to be a thing called a qualified investor,
accredited, I think,
or accredited of investors.
Yeah, can you explain that to us?
Another term, but basically,
I think it's important.
You have to prove that you have like $1 million in assets, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, all these opportunities
open up
to you that the peasants aren't allowed to access.
That's right.
And that
crypto changes that. Crypto ends
It did.
Well, it still does. It's just the U.S. is trying to crack down.
Well, I mean, it doesn't totally fix the problems. You can sort of invest in crypto, but you can't invest in other things. It doesn't enable that. It doesn't solve that underlying problem.
Well, there are some solutions to that, Chris. There are things out there
in
decentralized finance.
What are we talking about?
So, for instance, there's something...
If you wanted to start a company, for example... issues a stock as a token.
But don't they consider that an IPO or something of that nature?
Once the scumbags are involved, then all opportunity is gone. Because that's their job. It's the just us system.
There's a two
can trade in this system.
Okay, so what you're saying is it allows people to get around it, but not legally necessarily.
I don't know what the law is, so I can't say for sure whether it's legal or not. But I would say if you want to be safer,
call it a security.
If you want to be safer, you shouldn't be in the United States while offering or doing these things.
But if you want to be safe, you can't allow the United States government to continue to exist
because
it will go after you no matter where you are.
I want to answer
your
question.
You don't have to be American.
So I've heard of these things out there. Personally, I'm not interested in them, and I couldn't legally get into them anyway. But there are. I don't know what the right word is, but there's sort of these digital equivalents to stocks. So let's say you want to... No. Listen, for just a moment.
Yep.
There's a digital equivalent to a stock. So let's say you wanted to buy Tesla. Stock of Tesla. But you don't want to get into the stock market because of all the regulations and ID and know your customer and all this. And I don't know which blockchain it's on. I just know that this exists out there somewhere. So if you're interested, you'll have to look into it on your own. But there's essentially the digital equivalent of a stock. So for instance, people in China or Japan cannot easily buy U.S. stock market stocks. But they can get these digital tokens that are essentially tied to the value of those stocks.
This isn't NFTs, right?
No.
It's something else.
It's not NFTs. It's some sort of...
NFTs come from pictures of monkeys.
Some kind of stock equivalent, basically, where you can essentially buy and trade stocks without having to do it on the stock market. Through cryptocurrencies. That's one other example. There's more coming up.
Stablecoin.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.